You are listening to Disruptive Leadership, Using Fire to Drive Purposeful Change, written and read by me, Mark Bateman, and published by Rethink Press Limited. Foreword by Thierry Delaporte, CEO and Managing Director, Wipro. Disruptors are a breed apart. From the prehistoric inventor who sculpted the first wheel to Marie Curie, who pioneered our understanding of radioactivity, or Michelangelo planning his first brushstrokes in the Sistine Chapel. We owe a great deal of our progress as a civilization to disruptors who were simply not satisfied with the status quo. Are disruptors born, or are they made? It is a bit of both. Having worked with CEOs around the world, Mark has had the uncommon opportunity to watch the methods of many iconic leaders closely. He has spent hundreds of hours working with, coaching and interviewing leaders, and distilling their stories into clear, tangible, practical insights. I have the joy of being one of the executive interviewers for the WeQual Awards. That's how I first met Mark. We discovered a shared passion for empowering others in order to drive lasting, purposeful change. We share a mutual respect for driving equality and a level playing field, especially for those traditionally unrepresented in leadership cadres. So when he told me about this book on disruptive leadership, I gladly agreed to write its foreword. Many business lessons are learned in the fog of war, but Mark's book is both a guide and a tool to help navigate the ups and downs that every leader, including myself, has had to face. The world expects more from businesses today. Your employees, stakeholders, investors, and customers expect more from you. And every morning, you wake up with a long list of tasks to complete or goals to accomplish. Every leader must have a certain fire in their belly that drives them to do more. But when that heat cools, what can we do to stoke it into flames again? Or what if the fire burns so strong that it burns you out and everything around you? While every lesson in this book is important, Chapter 6 on continued learning resonated most deeply with me. The ability to stay humble yet curious, this quality of lifelong learning is the only way to remain relevant and effective as a leader. Because a leadership role is not an end in itself. If we're not listening and learning every day, we're doing a grave injustice to the position we occupy. Just like every leader I know, I spend the majority of my waking hours at work or thinking about work. There are days when I love it, and days when I am challenged and exhausted by it. But at the end of the day, I want to know that all that time, effort, and commitment has made a difference. That's what...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?